This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. The Fantasy Footballers.
Feeling good.
Feeling great. I've asked the producers to.
We are all feeling great.
All three of us doing well. Happy to be with you.
Come on. What is this nonsense?
I did ask Al Borland to just bring a little something.
There we go. I forgot this.
Into the studio. Everyone here's got a trophy.
That was mine last year.
Just put this right here.
Yeah, that's good.
We got enough room?
I think there's room over here.
It's very large. Okay.
Yeah, congrats, fellas.
Let's just kind of one on each side of Jason here.
Proud of you guys. I miss you guys.
So. Woo-wee. Happy New Year, everybody. And what a new year it is. The rain begins.
What do you... Okay.
Hey, I can just touch my plaques.
Yeah, okay,
Jason's finding his plaques on our trophies.
That's fine. No other part of my trophy, though.
Okay.
Happy to report that after defeating the evil one, Josh, I did finish the job. Took care of business.
That is great. That is great news.
Jason graciously handed me the trophy that he had won last year, which I received and then embraced. And then, well, we won't talk about anything else.
Yeah, because private times.
And then Mike defeated me.
Yeah,
quite handily in our dynasty league.
Your team did me a favor, and a few of the guys took the week off.
I thought I could do it without CMC and Mostert.
Oh,
and
man, the
Kamara and everybody else that got hurt.
The first goal line opportunity for Christian McCaffrey was like,
"Here we go."
Get stuffed. And then the old trickarooski to Debo, and I was very pleased.
And then 2 minutes later,
they
were back on the goal line. It's like, oh, you are going to get wrecked.
I knew. I'm happy for Mike. He has a famous history of second place in our Dynasty League. This is your first title.
Your first.
And, Jason's here too, guys.
Yeah.
He's having a real special time this morning. Mike and I are walking by each other saying, hey, champ.
We're just congratulating our championships.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, fellas.
And Jason, it's been so long since you haven't really got to experience glory.
It is my most proud achievement is that since we started this show, we're in four main leagues, a lot more, but there's four main leagues I actually care about. And we've been doing this 9 years. And in those this is the first time I do not have at least one championship. And it sucks. I mean, it sucks. I feel so bad. This is like...
Well, congratulations.
Is it the giant trophies making you feel inadequate?
It just... Maybe it needs to fuel me, make me hungry for next year.
There you go.
You know? But instead, I feel dead inside. So,
congrats to everybody out there that managed to win a Foot Clan title this season. We were, on Twitter talking to so many of you. I jumped in the Discord this morning. And thanked everybody for an awesome year. And obviously there are some of you scoundrels, I call them, that are in Week 18 championship games. And we're here all week long. This is the final week of five shows, or four shows, I guess, without New Year's, before we shift to two a week. But we're a year-round podcast, so do not go anywhere. We'll be reflecting on the season. We'll be looking to the future. We've got
The footies are approaching.
The Footy Awards, the nominee show, coming up very, very soon.
It's the greatest award in the history of humankind.
Mike, I don't know about you, but I went over to shotballers.com this weekend.
Oh, I have not yet.
And I purchased a championship shirt.
Okay.
Maybe two of them.
Okay.
Maybe a mug as well. I got them all. I wish they were here right now. So shotballers.com, lots of you have been grabbing those
Why
shirts.
Why am I here today?
Honestly, you're superfluous.
I should have just let you two run the
You're entirely unnecessary today.
Andy and I we're pretty tired.
Yeah, from all the celebrating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was New Year's and we were champs. I mean,
woo! 2024.
Yeah, what's a great year.
And then if you need actual swag, which I've also been here, fantasychamps.com, we have a special promotion. You buy a trophy for your league, which you can get engraved with your name. You get a free individual championship ring. You just put the code FREERING in, and you get a $59 championship ring for free with the purchase of a championship trophy or belt at fantasychamps.com, so you can swag out. And a couple other shout-outs, a couple champions to mention at the top of the show. We've got a Mega Bowl winner.
Oh.
Congratulations to, how do you pronounce that username there?
What?
Oh, yeah. Caleb Ski.
That is very loud celebration music.
That was very loud.
That feels good.
Andrews Jackson, username Caleb Ski, won the Mega Bowl with 216.64 points.
I thought you were confused on the pronunciation of Andrews Jackson.
No.
It's like, what?
That's pretty easy.
It's Andrews.
But
it's really close to your name.
Congratulations. And if you didn't hear us tease it earlier, we're going to be making some big improvements to the Mega Bowl for next season as well. But how many entries? I mean, Andrews Jackson ended up atop
20,000 people, 20,000 plus people. So you are the champ. I went back. I looked at his draft. It was excellent. Solid top to bottom. Had some of those, you know, surprise draft picks late. And I believe he had the Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews stack, thus the name Andrews Jackson.
And then the Listener League champion was crowned, and it was not any of us, which means MG Phil, whose
Maddie.
Name is Maddie.
Congratulations.
Took it home. And also, I believe,
call sign Wilson.
I believe she had the best record in the regular season, too, right?
Yeah, she was very good.
Pure domination.
Great job. Great job, Maddie. We'll see you back next year.
Yeah. So that's what we have here at the top. We're going to get into studs today. We're not going to focus a lot on the duds today. It's going to be the studs, the league winners. Tomorrow we'll have a chat about some disappointing players and what you view them as going forward. Follow the show all off season long at the FF Ballers on Twitter. And let's talk some quick news before we get into the studs.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
Well, this didn't help my attempt against Mike. Christian McCaffrey left early with a calf strain. You weren't here in the studio, Mike. Jason and I were here. What did I say, Jason, right before the injury with Christian McCaffrey?
Oh, this was unbelievable.
It was
so
unbelievable.
He literally turns to me and says, I just love that Christian McCaffrey never leaves the field. I don't think Christian McCaffrey played anymore after that. It was like he had like a snap and a half.
Yeah, it was almost like the next snap, he was gone. Elijah Mitchell was in there. He's not going to play in Week 18. Devontae Smith, right ankle injury, end of the game, was on crutches and a boot. It's considered a minor ankle sprain. Unlikely to play in Week 18. Jaden Reed, two touchdowns, and then left with a chest injury. Going to have more x-rays.
He is...
Or more tests.
He is fantastic at two things. Like, do you really good at both?
Do you being hurt and scoring,
touchdowns?
Do you believe my prophecy about him at this
that
point?
That he will be the
that
best
he's their
player?
Best wide receiver.
Yeah, I think that's it's fair to say going into next year, Jaden Reed will be the player that you want, but it's
to me,
I mean,
it's
Christian, it's like a lost season for Christian Watson.
Watson is much more to me the Pickens of the situation, where I think Jaden Reed will be the Deontay, the finer, more involved player, or Watson can still be an explosive player. But that's just how I view it.
I think that's a really good comp. Jaden Reed showed a lot of skill this year. He looked great every time we watched him. It was like this is a very good wide receiver, and he's got enough speed where even though he's the slot guy and you don't usually get the top, like for instance, Deontay Johnson doesn't usually have high end finishes, but Deontay Johnson doesn't quite have that same, you know, trick that Jaden Reed does with his speed. So,
10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he was awesome this year.
All right, more injury news. Trevor Lawrence, hopeful to play in Week 18, dealing with the shoulder. Arthur Smith said Taylor Heinicke is dealing with an injury. They don't know whether he's going to play. Mike Tomlin said Mason Rudolph will start again. Mike Tomlin, you old dog, you keep doing it. Now, their odds of making the playoffs are very low. Very low, like 17%.
Yeah, but with this roster, which is not that good, to still have a non-losing season is incredible. And this,
which he's already accomplished, right?
Yeah, he's already 9-7. That's a done deal. So, but with regards to Mason Rudolph, this is not like Kenny Pickett is okay. This is he's made the move to Mason Rudolph to keep things chugging along where they're going well.
And then Alvin Kamara left early with a sprained ankle. Another one of my dynasty running backs.
Mm.
And disappointing. I know a lot of people were counting on him in the big Week 17 title games, but we don't have any more information on that injury. But, you know, we got 1 week left.
Mm-hmm.
Any other news you want to talk about, Brooksy?
No, sir.
That was today's News and Notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance. One other thing I want to mention is we are going to get into all of the playoff scenario discussion tomorrow. So all the Week 18 playoff motivation, player incentives, all of those thoughts, we'll dig into that tomorrow. It should be an exciting final week. I mean, the headline there is like Buffalo wins their game.
Mm.
They are the division winner. Buffalo loses their game. The potential is that they're out of the playoffs. That is very all or nothing.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
All right, let's talk some studs.
This week's Fantasy Stud Muffins.
Well, I thought I would read you the top 10 performers for Week 17 to begin this segment. Number one was Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Unbelievable performance. Number two, Jordan Love. Jordan Love. CeeDee Lamb was three.
He was awesome.
Oh, man. Who's got him in Dynasty?
Devon, Jason can't speak on this show.
It's really hard.
He has nothing to say.
Well,
because it's just anger.
It's all just, bad. It's all bad. You say Lamar Jackson. Well, I was in two championships this last week. I played against Lamar in both. I'm not happy about that. You say, oh, Jordan Love was number two. Oh, it was one of those was a super flex. Guess what? Two quarterbacks he had, Lamar Jackson and Jordan Love.
But we got that CeeDee Lamb, and there's nothing bad you can say about.
Yeah.
He's great.
I had him on my dynasty league.
Double champs.
Until you two fools convinced me to trade him away.
How about this? Number four, 21 targets.
Yeah.
Davante Adams.
The pendulum came back.
Yes. Yes, so that if you want to know how my championship game went, I had Lamb and Adams as my starting two wide receivers. Kyler Murray, big game, beat Philly, ruined our draft pick. Way to go, Kyler. Kyren Williams, boy, what a season for Kyren. Yeah. Delivered all season long when he was healthy.
He is going to be very fun to discuss in the offseason.
Oh,
top 10 pick?
Yeah, 100% he's
that's,
a top
that's
10
what
pick.
I mean. Like immediately you go that. And then we're going to be rolling into that NFL draft. Every time the Rams are on the board, you go,
They got their guy. They got their guy, man.
I think so.
And then Joe Flacco.
Just guy.
And number seven.
it was a really easy matchup, an obvious play against the Jets without,
without
your
number one, wide,
number
receiver,
one
yeah.
wide receiver.
Justin Fields and DJ Moore at 8 and 9.
Oh, that stack that – oh, man. That stack you created would have won Josh the championship this week if he beat you.
Oh, man, but he wasn't there. And then number 10, Isaiah Pacheco, back from injury and just running like a dude, like a cartoon, dude, on every single play.
My takeaway from Pacheco is the apparently the time off like rejuvenated his leg speed. This guy is a dinosaur out there. He's just stomping.
He's destroying the ground.
Yeah, he hates grass.
He's also like on that one play where he goes to the right sideline and he like really gives it his all to just sprint. It's almost like he's doing high knees. It's just like I'm pumping these legs so hard.
Some guys glide like Arian Foster when he ran. Yeah. It was smooth. You're like how I don't know how he's moving that fast. Pacheco, you understand how he's at the speed because he is giving everything he has into every single step.
Every time he takes the ball, it's like he's trying to run faster than he ever has before. And I give him credit. He's like a jagged piece of glass out there. I mean, incredible. All right. So those were your top 10 performers for the week, but let's dig into each position and give credit where credit is due, starting with before I get into the week 17 performances, I just want to mention the top 5 quarterbacks for the playoff weeks. That was Lamar Jackson at 31 points a game, Jordan Love at 28 a game, Baker Mayfield at 27 a game, Joe Flacco just under 27 a game, and Derek Carr.
He did it.
That's your top 5 from weeks 15 through 17.
Well, at least Lamar Jackson is there.
Wasn't Dak, wasn't Josh Allen, wasn't Patrick Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts.
Wasn't Jalen Hurts. So, you know, we have a streaming quarterback segment all year long, and 4/5 of the top 5 quarterback performers were streamers
category. We had some of those. Baker and Derek Carr this last week, both.
And I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry, I didn't believe.
So, Justin Fields had a big week 17 as well. In fact, he finished 3 of the last 4 weeks in the top 4 at the position. If they keep him,
Did you see the crowd?
No.
The Chicago crowd chanting, "We want Fields."
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he played a heck of a game, so the mob is going to be on your side. But they were very vocal in letting Chicago know what they wanted.
Chicago has made a vast improvement over the second half of the year.
They have.
Defensively, they've taken a step forward. And, you know, if you're Chicago, it's tough. Because half of me is just like, you just got to take the shot at a new quarterback. Is the question that I would ask myself if I'm Chicago is Justin Fields legendary? And do you take the chance of hitching your wagon to maybe a middle of the NFL quarterback versus going for the legendary ceiling? That's thought one. But then thought two is like, well, Justin Fields became much better when you added DJ Moore. And if you added Marvin Harrison in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. and DJ Moore.
Yeah. Which they could, I mean, they have the number one pick, so they can do the move that we were all as Cardinals fans hoping for of you look down the draft board, you go, "Oh, hey Patriots, hey Washington. You sure need a quarterback, right? Well, give us a bunch of stuff and then we're going to take Marvin Harrison," which would be absurd.
Think about the scenario for a dynasty manager of Justin Fields right now.
Oh, man.
Two outcomes. Outcome one, you don't know where he's quarterback, if he's a starter. Option two, they add Marvin Harrison Jr. Those are the two outcomes.
And if they do, then he is a great fantasy asset going forward long term, because that means they've committed to him. They're going to be too good to have, you know, another one of these top 5 picks, and his fantasy production will be off the chains.
That's exactly right. So you have the possibility, if they add a Marvin Harrison Jr. to Justin Fields' team, to the Bears, is he a top 3 pick at quarterback? I mean, I think he should be.
It will be worth discussing, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
he's ahead of Mahomes.
Yeah, you would have Allen and Hurts first.
Yeah, there's my two I was going with.
Right, and then number 3 is up for grabs.
Yeah, he would be in that tier of what comes after those two guys.
Kyler went for 232 and 3 in this game. In fact, he looked really good. The Cardinals dropped a couple spots in the draft because of beating the Eagles.
being the playoff bound Eagles.
You realize the Cardinals with four wins this year, they beat Dallas and Philly. Those are two of their wins.
Well, I mean, if coaching matters, you do have a coach who has some history with that division.
I don't know if you heard me on Sunday Live, but
I did.
I basically said that I agreed that Arizona was going to be close in this game because Jonathan Gannon.
I didn't think they would win.
I know.
At one point, Andy's like, "Oh, they're going to win," and I go, oh, "They're making it close. They're not going to win." And then 10 minutes later, I was like, "We're going to win this."
Yeah, we just knew. We knew where it was going. Did you see Josh Allen finish the season? He is now the number one quarterback. That's how he finished the fantasy season, which means he's finished 1-1-2-1 the last 4 years. Josh Allen wasn't an amazing game. No passing touchdowns. 2 rushing. Fine. No Joe Flacco.
Right. He just kept running.
Well, and, dude, he missed Diggs on a big – I mean, that's another player we're going to talk about tomorrow. Diggs, Kelce, Mahomes, they're going to be brought up tomorrow. So, quick break. Coming back with some more studs to talk about at the running back position. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, 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 and social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire. Get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
All right, your playoff league winners at running back. The highest scores through weeks 15 through 17. Christian McCaffrey was number one.
That's kind of not fair.
Yeah.
That's how big his previous 2 weeks were, especially that that first playoff week when Mike and I got McCaffrey'd out of the playoffs. Where was the McCaffrey version?
Nice.
Kyren Williams was number two, 22.5 points a game. Breece Hall, number three at 20.8 points per game. James Conner, number four at 20.6 points per game, and Jahmyr Gibbs was fifth.
Which, James Conner in that Philadelphia game, he was fantastic.
He ran the gauntlet of fantasy football difficult matchups for the final 4 weeks of the year and finished as the running back 5-11, 5-3 in that stretch.
And he was so doggone good. I'm so happy that James Conner was your start of the week this last week, encouraging people to, like, look, I know it's a tough matchup, but he's just been too good, and he was too good. The Eagles' great D-line, they could not stop him. Every single play was just a huge chunk, and then of course, every third down, we would take him out. And
oh, we kept making
fail
fun
to pick
of that.
It up.
Yeah, it's... There's
one-handed catch for a touchdown, and it's like, oh, that guy should probably – maybe Michael Carter shouldn't be out there, although Michael Carter had one run where he dislocated the ankles of the Eagles defender. James Conner, people want to know, he's 28 years old, and I'm curious your answer to this. Is he a keeper option for people?
He is absolutely a keeper option. Jonathan Gannon was asked the question point blank about the age cliff, and he said that there's some players like James Conner, somebody that you bet on. Well, I mean, you see it right now, like the play style of James Conner, right? It's almost more of a Marshawn Lynch type of body capability. It's a tough. It's really hard to tackle that guy. He's not some electric speedster that's going to lose a step and all of a sudden be more difficult. He is a big, strong, tough runner. And so the point is, James Conner is already under contract for a lot of money. He has proven himself at the end of this year to be really, really good, and he has the support of his coaching staff.
It was five a carry this year. Under five a carry this year.
And the devil's advocate, will say, is he is a $8.5 million dead or cap hit for next year. If they did move on, it's a $3 million dead cap, so a savings of five for the team. And yes, he's under contract, but it's zero guaranteed. So there could be a situation where they go back to the contract room and say, "Can I get something to make sure that I have some guaranteed money this year?" But it will be. That'll be a storyline to watch for the offseason.
What a finish for James Conner.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah Pacheco, what a finish for him this year. You know, they just kept trusting Pacheco more and more in the offense. Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't get his swan song.
That was upsetting.
And Pacheco ran wild, 18 for 130.
Look, Pacheco is a better runner and a better player than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But that matchup, watching what Pacheco is doing, Yeah, Clyde would have had himself a good game.
Jerome Ford finished strong on Thursday night. Travis Etienne did what we hoped he would do. Two rushing touchdowns, including a big one in this game, and first multi-touchdown game for him since week 7. So if you survived his down couple of weeks, which I don't know how many people did.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then this was really the surprise of the week on the ground. Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, they ran wild against Seattle. Just eviscerated them. Looks like just under 200 total yards between the two. Three rushing touchdowns between the two.
They really couldn't stop Najee. Every play, it was a very James Conner type of game where it was just like, it just kept working. Every play was like, wow, he's getting an extra 2 yards past wherever he's touched.
Breece Hall ends the year at RB6. Oof. Against all odds, or against every obstacle, I should say. Doesn't have a quarterback to threaten the secondaries. Doesn't have an offensive line. But he could catch the ball.
A recovering ACL.
All year long. And I will be very curious. Like, I was making fun of the Simeon offense. They were down two scores. It was dump, 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 dump.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious what a normal involvement will be. I would expect, if I had to project it right now with Aaron Rodgers coming back next year, that Breece Hall is still very active in the passing game, not to this degree, and way more efficient in the running game.
Yes.
Than he was this year, and very much in play as a top five option.
I would agree across the board, but the involvement in the passing game this last month has just been comical. Do you know? Take a guess. What is his 17 game pace at running back from the last
for
month?
For targets?
Yeah.
17 game pace?
Yeah.
Targets, you're going to tell me something silly like 150.
It's going to be higher.
No, it's 153 target pace. That's a running back.
That's not going to keep happening.
That's winning football.
No. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that believe Devontae Adams will be on the New York Jets next year. A lot of people. And so that'll be another discussion to be had. Because
soften up the running for him, but it'll take away a ton of those targets.
Devon Achane, 14 for 107. Five targets, got into the end zone. I'll be very curious where Devon Achane goes next year in drafts. I'm thinking second round.
Sounds about right.
And then Khalil Herbert finished strong the last couple of weeks. Jonathan Taylor back into the end zone. So there's your studs for week 17.
I hope that the Bears clarify running back for us this year. Like, it was a pretty muddy mess over this past offseason.
Yeah, but Foreman ended up getting the healthy scratch.
And it was, the Foreman, I mean, there is something off the field going on with Foreman, or an argument between him and the team, because there was some weird social posts. And but anyways, the point being, you knew there'd be value there, but you couldn't feel really confident, as showed by the ADP of, like, Khalil Herbert was their first running back selected, but he was a very, very late round pick. And he started okay, then Foreman was great, and then Khalil Herbert has been great the last couple weeks. So hopefully we know.
Yeah, hopefully they invest in a running back and make it clear. Right now it looks like Khalil Herbert has 1 year left on his rookie deal, so he's not paid much. He wasn't a high draft pick.
No, he was a sixth rounder.
We'll spend lots of time talking about prospective free agent running backs as well on the show over the next couple of months. At wide receiver, the league winners, the best fantasy scorers for the playoff weeks.
Yeah, we see you.
15 through 17, here's the fun.
We see you.
CeeDee Lamb, number one, 23.7.
What was that, Teddy? Was that 92?
Yes, it was.
Oh, man.
I was pants off screaming through the home when that happened, because it looked like Dak, who I had the stack,
was
going to get safetied on the play. And suddenly CeeDee Lamb, you know what I love about CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek, Jefferson, there's only a handful of them. You'd think that the defense could play defense against them, and they can't. And they were so smart with CeeDee this season. They move him around all the time. He goes into the slot. Nobody ends up shadowing him because of that. It just means that he can be targeted like crazy. Number two, despite playing two-thirds of the games, Amari Cooper with the highest per game average, even when you average it out over three games. Number three, Amon-Ra St. Brown. You should call him automatic St. Brown.
Yeah.
That's really what he is. And then George Pickens at number four.
That's a funny one.
It is. It's interesting, his involvement since they got rid of Matt Canada and then the Mason Rudolph.
Well, the Mason Rudolph switch. I really thought it would, you know, the 2 weeks ago, the huge game was like, yeah, Pickens is a elite athlete. This can happen. It's a blip. And then he basically did it again.
And then number five, another fantasy football darling from the Rams. In fact, the two most valuable free agent pickups by far during the year.
Yeah.
Include Kyren Williams, who we talked about, and number five here at wide receiver, Puka Nacua. And talk about an offseason discussion that we're going to have. Puka Nacua versus Cooper Kupp in next year's draft.
Oh, my gosh.
With the age and the injuries that Cooper Kupp has suffered. You saw another good game from DeMarcus Robinson. The targets and the yardage was there. You know, Puka, tough to bring down. Great after the catch. Physical. Go-to receiver.
We did also.
Breaking rookie records.
Just a, you know, small little news blurb here that McVay confirmed he will be back next year. So that's nice to get that right
great.
Now because
yeah.
we.
As in McVay will be back.
Yes.
Puka as well. But
well, yeah. But it's Sean McVay, where, you know, like, if they make some kind of playoff run or Super Bowl run, then it was going to be, oh, here we go again. Is Amazon going to get Sean McVay away? Is ESPN going to get McVay away? He's saying, nope, he'll be back.
And I don't blame him.
Puka finished the season, if you want to look at it, the 17 weeks as the season, as the wide receiver six from a fifth round
from an undrafted. I mean, you drafted him in our league, but you were in the minority.
Yeah.
He was one of the bigger free agent pickups. In fact, you know, when we look at things to remember, if you invested your FAP early on Kyren and Puka,
you get more bang for your buck in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. And you got to get it right, because there were people that invested 100% of FAB on Zach Evans, and there were people that, you know, invested a lot
of DeMarcado, baby.
Yeah, FAB on other players. But your potential output is the highest when you hit it early in the year. So week 17 specifically, CeeDee Adams, they had the monster games. I did not stand a chance against Mike in Dynasty when my two receivers were this week, Tyler Lockett and Mike Evans is about 9 points. Oof. And Mike's two receivers were CeeDee Lamb and Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers, 3 for 106 and a touchdown.
Just three.
It was just one long bomb. But that's all you needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to know that that's at least a possibility for Zay Flowers. The play was hilarious. It was a completely broken defense of Zay Flowers just running a go route on the outside. And I don't know who rolled incorrectly the corner of the safety, but Zay Flowers threw the hand up. And then, I mean, the talent had to win there at the end where he definitely could have got tackled, but he broke, I think, two defenders.
Brandon Ayuk finishes as a wide receiver 12 on the year.
Brandon Ayuk is very good.
He's also about to get money.
Sure.
Due to get paid. And then Amon-Ra finished a wide receiver 3. I'm going to mention a player I jackknifed into my lineup to try to save me against injury and save me against Mike, Darius Slayton.
I mean, it was the best you could possibly do.
4 for 106 and a touchdown, another deep bomb touchdown from Tyrod. You know, it seemed like Darius Slayton was a thing a couple years ago, and then he was completely worthless. And then all of a sudden,
the team turned on him.
Yeah, they don't want him to be good. They don't want him to have the opportunity.
It's
but
like
he's like
Dortch.
Yeah, it's like he's pretty good. He's a pretty good wide receiver.
He's going to end the year as their leading receiver. I mean, he is. He's sitting at 45 for 708 and 3.
Well, he plays against Philly next if you're in week 18. So,
yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, he had 740 and 8 as a rookie. So, he's got long speed and the ability to be a top-tier receiver. Just teams don't like it. I don't know. Wandale looked all right in the final game of the year. Bo Melton.
Yeah. What?
From anonymity.
What?
From the practice squad to 6 for 105 and touchdown.
Old Bo.
Bo Melton plays for the Packers, in case you're curious.
Oh, I'm sure many people don't realize.
And was a 7th-round pick. I mean, think about all the names. Malik Heath and Dontavian Wicks and now Bo Melton.
And Toure.
And so you've had, like, tons of these youngsters coming through. And
they have, like, no veteran wide receiver, and they've got a really nice wide receiver.
I mean, and Jaden Reed's a rookie, too.
Yeah.
All right, tight ends. Your playoff league winners at the tight end position, weeks 15 through 17. You ready?
Let's go.
David Njoku, number one, 16.4 a game. Someone reminded me on Twitter this past week that Travis Kelce did not have his first number one overall season until he was 27 years old. That is David Njoku's age.
What?
Are you calling David Njoku the next Travis Kelce?
Maybe.
Because I believe you said Trey McBride wrong.
I like David Njoku's future. I do.
Is that he was 27?
That's you can vet it. You can vet it. I believe Travis Kelce was 27 when he had his first tight end one season.
Possibly. I mean, it was because he had lost his rookie year. I believe that was an ACL. And then he was just really solid for 3 years. 805, 805, 1,104. It was the touchdown jump did happen in his fifth year.
Kelce's fourth year, I believe, is when he was because he had the entire missed season.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, look, if you break the season down from weeks, what, six on? Yeah, six on, David Njoku is the number one tight end. That's a long time ago.
And it wasn't by a little bit. It wasn't like he was, you know, okay or, you know, he had one big blow-up game that just the truth, you know, we'll have our truth series coming up here in a couple weeks, taking a look at not just how these players finished, but how did they – perform for fantasy, are they reliable or not? He was an every week must start stud, just
and the most targets in that span, not just Purdue. He wasn't just like some touchdown scorer that lucked his way there. He has 6 touchdowns. I mean, that's not crazy for a tight end. 105 targets from week 6 on. So we'll see what I mean. There's a lot of question marks in the offense in Cleveland.
Yeah, there will be.
So, and Mike will eat it up.
The problem is, I realize like
they have
no
choice.
I wanted Flacco to make this thing hard, win a Super Bowl, and then be like, how do you move on? But they literally can't afford Flacco. Flacco's played his way into a contract. Like if he wants to play football next year, someone will pay him to play football and not the veteran minimum. And you know what team can't afford to do that?
Yeah.
The team that has all their money tied up into Deshaun Watson.
The target leaders at tight end this year, Evan Engram is number one on the season at 130. Hockenson at 127. Njoku at 123. Kelce is fourth. Kelce will be another big discussion.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to everyone.
Number two, behind Njoku over the final 3 weeks. Mike started the week of the last week. Jawan Johnson.
Woo!
Boy, it was not the start or the middle that you wanted for Jawan Johnson. We saw this potential early in the offseason, and it just it wasn't his time yet, Mike.
I guess.
He needed to
sit
in the cocoon a little longer.
It was a strange ride for Jawan after the breakout of last year. The excitement of the beat reporters for Jawan through training camp. Then I mean, and then nothingness for 3 weeks. Then he gets hurt for a month or so. So the takeaway here, I don't know what you're cackling at.
I'm sorry, I just saw Deshaun Watson's dead cap for next year.
What would it be if they were to cut him?
$200 million.
Yeah,
sorry.
So they are not. But
Jawan, big.
The nice thing for Jawan Johnson is that if he's been sitting at the back of your dynasty bench, there's at least some renewed optimism where it felt like in the middle of the season, it was, why am I even holding on to Jawan Johnson right now?
Sam Laporta was 3, Isaiah Likely 4, Tucker Kraft was 5. I did not read Travis Kelce's name.
Right.
And
or the tight end one, McBride.
The tight end one.
Yeah.
Your tight end one.
Yeah. No, the.
In your
the.
Heart. In
yeah,
your
the
heart.
Tight end one.
Yeah, McBride was a little disappointing
it was.
Over the last 3 weeks.
It was, especially in the game against the Eagles. It was like, throw the ball to McBride. What are we doing?
But, yeah, I mean.
Kyler had a good game.
Yeah, he was the tight end 26 and 14 the last 2 weeks after his little run of success. That'll be an interesting one, too. If Arizona ends up with, I think they're going to end up with Neighbors. So another big wide receiver added to the mix. And I don't know if you saw this video of Hollywood Brown. Did you see him say he traded himself in fantasy early in the year?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was on like a internet chat. I don't know if it's Twitch or something, but he's like early in the year. He's like, I'm not going to get the ball in this offense, and he traded himself.
Wow,
inside information.
I know. Maybe be a little public next time, Hollywood.
So, yeah, Kelce was on the losing side of both of our main league title games. If you think about that,
right.
Wasn't able to be the kind of powerhouse that we came to expect, have come to expect, and he definitely lost a step this year.
Interesting. To go back to the Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, if he felt that way, I mean, he wasn't, you know, necessarily incorrect, but if you have that feeling and that's now what you think about that coaching staff, but you're going to, yes, they could franchise him, but you're going to think,
you won't.
You're going to think pretty strong about, do I re-sign here or do I go to someone where maybe I make even a little bit less money?
The opinion all through the year was the Cardinals are going to bring Hollywood Brown back.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense in this offense. This offense is built around physical, large wide receivers, not the kind of skill set that Hollywood Brown brings. It was obvious that he wasn't getting targeted in the way that they drew up the game plan, the way that these the offensive sets were built. It's just, I don't think it's a fit. If the Cardinals spend that money there, it's a waste of money, in my opinion, because, you know, you've got a lot of needs on that offense. So, personally, I hope he doesn't come back.
Before we move on from Travis Kelce, I'm just looking at the fantasy playoffs and where he ranked through those 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
I want to play a little game. It's called Who Had More Fantasy Points During the Fantasy Playoffs?
Do we have the button?
I want to play a game.
All right. Who had more fantasy points during the fantasy playoffs? Disappointment Jake Ferguson.
Oh.
Or Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's Ferguson.
That is.
Yeah.
How about TJ Hawkinson, who did not play a week?
He was very injured.
He was injured. Or Travis Kelce?
I'm guessing 2 weeks of Hawk.
2 weeks of Hawk, yes. Outscored Travis Kelce through these playoffs.
We knew this day would come, and it doesn't make it feel any better.
Kyle Pitts, the bust of busts,
he had at least a touchdown.
He had a touchdown.
He had a little burst.
All right. Okay. Well, let's make it a little harder.
So it is Pitts.
It is Pitts.
Oh, my gosh.
Logan Thomas or Travis Kelce for the fantasy playoffs.
No.
I know Logan Thomas had a touchdown.
No.
Yeah. It's Logan Thomas.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, we got more?
Let's get a little harder.
Oh, let's go.
Harder than Logan?
Tyler Conklin
for
the Jets with backup quarterbacks or Patrick Mahomes' favorite target, Travis Kelce.
Conk.
Conk, baby. All right. How about Lucas Kroll? If you know who Lucas Kroll is.
Oh, baby,
for Denver
Broncos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that a type of, like a fish?
Kroll?
Oh, that's krill. Go on.
It is Lucas Kroll. How about Johnny Munt? Johnny Munt.
Is this just like any tight end who had a touchdown? You
basically
outscored Kelsey?
Yeah.
Kelsey's pace over the last 3 weeks was 73 for 498 and zero.
Yeah, he was the wide receiver 26 through the fantasy playoffs.
Oh, man.
So,
or tight end.
Yes, tight end. So that's not.
He's going to end the year at number two because of the way he started. Because the first, you know, 7 weeks of the year, he was on pace for the normal Kelsey 136 for 1,511.
I feel like.
But from that point on.
I feel like something changed in his life.
Sure. Here's what I was going to say, though. I think based off of this year, you either have Kelsey retire or he's going to be incredible next year. Like he recommits.
That's the kind of thing I need to hear to trade him properly in Dynasty.
This is just all, you know, shooting from the hip, from the gut of like when you have an embarrassing season like this and the Chiefs could still win the Super Bowl. Like they have a roster that they could figure it out. They could also get bounced in their very first game mm-hmm. and just be thoroughly embarrassed for the Mahomes era. And I feel like if that happens and Kelsey does come back, he's going to be.
Do you think him and Mahomes will ever, ever, ever get back together?
I don't know at this point.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof.
Tight end is always a good time, but maybe we're reaching the point where we don't see.
Oh, we've got a new cast of characters now.
Yeah, I mean, I think LaPorta is going to be the number one tight end in next year's draft.
I don't disagree.
Really?
I do. Yeah, and I think I don't think there's going to be one going in the first round. Maybe not the second round. I think we may be at a different stage for the tight end position. But well, I mean, it's hard because you can believe that Kelsey's going to bounce back, maybe. But I don't believe with a first or second round pick.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's gonna.
I don't believe that strong.
I mean, he could end up being a nice gamble for a dynasty team that's going for it, considering how hard it is to get a contributor every week. But
that's a man trying to talk up his trade value. That's what I'm hearing. I mean, I can always tell when Andy's being personal on these players he really likes because he's sneaking them in his lineup or.
You see me.
Yeah, you know, I see you.
And I see this right here.
Hey, if you got Travis Kelce in your dynasty team, you should be doing the exact same thing.
Talk him up.
All right. Well, you
get him out.
Scoundrels. It's scoundrel time. We're gonna talk some quick waiver wire. But at the top, I want to remind people, we have the waiver wire rankings on the website for the Week 18 players. TheFantasyFootballers.com. Click the waiver wire rankings. But we'll jump in right now.
Put me in, coach.
All right. Talk about running back pickups. I think we all have the number one waiver wire pickup of the week as Elijah Mitchell.
Yes, 100%. Right now, it looks like Christian McCaffrey not. I mean, we don't know for sure, but.
He's going to be out. I think so they've officially said that.
Oh, has it been official?
Or at least not from the team, but we've had.
Oh, he's out.
The expectation is that he does not play, yes. And so with that truth, then you've got to have Elijah Mitchell as the number one. I mean, this is. Obviously, it's the last week. There's nothing to save on to here. So when you're like, how much do I spend in Fab for anyone? It's all of it.
Uh-huh.
You should not finish this week with a dollar left in Fab.
The other running backs to pay attention to, Zamir White, Khalil Herbert, Justice Hill after last week's performance.
That was wild.
Jamal Williams in place of Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big list. The nastiest of nasty boys will be like, do you think it's all Elijah Mitchell or does Jordan Mason work into the San Francisco offense?
I'm fine grabbing Jordan Mason as well. I mean, you're going to have
to see how the week progresses.
Yeah, if news comes out, but it will be Elijah Mitchell ahead of Jordan Mason.
And then the last one, I'll mention it because look, Baltimore is done, right? Baltimore has nothing to play for. They are locked into the number one seed. And
I agree,
dude.
Oh, it's funny. That's a week 18 play.
This is what you get.
That's right.
If you are doing your championship in the final week of the NFL season, this is what you get. Melvin Gordon, might be the starting running back for the Baltimore Ravens.
That is a great point. Wide receivers, the Dortch in Arizona getting opportunity, 7 for 82. He's a good player.
Can't wait for them to bench him again.
DeMarcus Robinson.
Just keeps getting it.
6 for 92. Also had an end zone target he didn't end up with in this one. Darius Slayton with Tyrod Taylor.
Slayton's got to be way up there.
He gets deep shots. Trey Palmer for Tampa got back into the end zone. He's a good player to pay attention to in dynasty leagues at this point.
Yeah, that's
with
fair.
Evans departing. And then, Bo Melton. People want to talk about Bo Melton.
Yeah, is he the...
Jaden Reed could be gone next week.
That was it. Does he move into Jaden Reed's opportunities?
Seems like it.
You'll have to see what the health is of
Wicks. Play last week.
Yeah, but is Dontayvion Wicks back this week? And that move Bo Melton right back down.
Rookie
the,
roulette.
Back down the depth chart. So it's something to pay attention to. And we'll see what Christian Watson's status is as well.
At the tight end position, pay attention to, Juwan Johnson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the big week, that would be a heavy fab spin for me if I needed a tight end against Atlanta in the final week of the season. What is the current – let me see. If Bucks lose, winner of the game is NFC South champ. So Falcons-Saints, they're playing for it.
Yes.
So Buccaneers, if they lose, it'll be the winner of the Falcons-Saints game. So Juwan's in play.
Tucker Kraft, the Green Bay Packers need to win as well. They're playing for something, and the Chicago matchup is pretty good for tight ends. Tucker Kraft has been okay.
Yeah.
If Jaden Reed isn't there, rookie roulette, but I'd play the tight end.
Yep.
Packers win, they're in. Defenses for the final week of the year, you want ones that are motivated. And so we'll get into more of the motivation tomorrow as well, but, Tampa Bay, they're playing for something, and they're playing against Carolina. So that is very valuable. Jacksonville plays Tennessee. That would be one to pay attention to with Will Levis leaving again, Ryan Tannehill, and the remains of Derrick Henry.
the old
no amount of snow can save this decline.
Henry versus Houston.
The beginning of the year, we thought that would be incredible.
But it was not.
It was not. Yeah, Houston has taken just incredible steps forward as a franchise.
Yeah,
if they win this week, they're in the playoffs.
They genuinely have a strong possibility of having the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, Arizona, they better hit on that Houston Texans pick this year.
Which is now going to end up in the teens.
Because bypassing Will Anderson may...
Yeah.
Look really, really dumb in about 2 years. It already looks bad, but you could feel catastrophic.
All right. Like I said, all the waiver wire. Try that again. Jason, why don't you say it?
Oh, you don't want me to say it, but the
waiver wire rankings?
Wire rankings are on our website. You can go and see the fab spins, the orders, more players than we mentioned today, and compare them to who's available in your league. And even though you're playing on week 18, and you should update your league. We are here for you. We're putting the research in. We want to make sure you know we got your back, and we're going to get your title this week.
Full stream ahead.
The Cardinals get the Texans pick, which is currently 17th.
From projected number one or number two overall pick to 17, huh? Some good work, Houston.
All right, streaming quarterback options. I'll go with Baker. Must-win game against Carolina. He looked bad in the first half. And then he turned it on yet again. Almost came back in that game. He's been top 12 three or four weeks. He's been a top five fantasy performer. So if you're in it, if you're in week 18, Baker is the perfect guy to get you a title.
Yeah, no, I like it. Mike, why don't you go next?
All right, I'll go. I think Jason's guy, we'll talk about that, should be the guy to go to. But Tyrod Taylor gets to play Philly. Taylor coming off of an excellent production game, and Philly's that team.
Like, he runs the football, too. He runs.
I mean, and Kyler Murray had looked atrocious for weeks at a time. Plays Philadelphia, comes through with, a big win for the team and a huge fantasy performance. So I'm taking Tyrod if you are in the mucky muck.
And my streaming advice is pick up Joe Baker or pick up Tyrod Flacco. Your guys' streaming options alongside Joe Flacco. I would put Joe Flacco on my roster first. He's shockingly still available in leagues, maybe dropped a lot this last week because of the matchup. He's been on fire. Now, they're not playing for anything. They're locked. So we don't know for sure he's going to play this week. But with, you know,
A whole game.
Yeah, look at your waivers and who's available. I would pick him up because I think we'll have, you know, news by the end of the week. And I'm not worried about, you know, if they bench him in the fourth, he probably had a good game already. Or
He had the good game without Cooper, but there's no way that Cooper plays this week.
That's fair. So, yeah, and you need to be prepared with everybody this week that they could sit.
Absolutely. That is going to do it for today's episode.
Congratulations.
Congrats to everybody out there. One final reminder, shopballers.com for your Foot Clan titled swag, shirts, hoodies, mugs. I found myself wanting to buy everything that existed for champions over the weekend.
Winning will do that.
And including the ring I already purchased and the new plaque for this fine trophy.
Man.
And
that's good work, champ.
Yeah, nice job, champ. So on that note.
Yeah, we got to get this in the
camera. Let's go ahead and switch that camera angle. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all the rest of the week, too. Goodbye.
Whee!
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com. And follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.